from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, didn't have to wait too long past 8 o'clock for the schedule to get dropped. Buffalo Bills did it on both their PR page and their regular Bills Twitter page. Zach Jones, Joe Calley here to break it all down. And for the Bills, it turned out to be most of the leaks were correct. We'll go through it here real quick. Week 1 at home against Arizona, 1 p.m. game. Obviously, we know Miami's on the road, 8:15. That is Thursday Night Football. Monday Night Football against Jacksonville at home, 7:30 ESPN. I believe that's going to be part of a doubleheader. I'm not 1,000% sure on that. Then they've got Sunday Night Football at Baltimore, 8:20 kickoff time there. Interesting one. Joe, me and you were talking about this in the break. The Houston Texans, they don't play into the narrative of, you know, Diggs returning. They don't even really play into the idea of, like, Josh Allen versus C.J. Stroud. Sunday at 1 o'clock at Houston.
Yeah.
It's a 1 p.m. game. And to be fair, you look at the schedule, it's like, all right, probably good to get them off of primetime after having them for three straight weeks there. Then you get at New York Jets. That's Monday Night Football, 8:15 kickoff time. Sunday at home, Tennessee, 1 o'clock. That's a team I really thought the Bills could have hosted week one for 1 o'clock, so I'm not too surprised it winds up there. At Seattle, 4:05, of course, out on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
The next Miami game at home, going to be a 1 o'clock game as well. Not too surprising, have one of them primetime, have one of them at, you know, regular schedule kickoff. Indianapolis, at Indianapolis, also 1 o'clock. Then they've got Kansas City, November 17th, 4:25 kickoff. That's at CBS game. They are never going to play in primetime as long as CBS has got that game. Those two teams are going to play that 4:25 window.
It's essentially CBS primetime.
Essentially.
Yeah, that's where you're at this point.
Then they've got that week 12 bye week, right?
So around the same time as last season.
Around the same time. And then they welcome in San Francisco primetime Sunday Night Football. At Rams then the next week, 4:25. At Detroit, 4:25 as well. New England at home, 1 p.m. And then to wrap up this, New York, 1 p.m. at home. And then to wrap up the schedule at New England again. Of course, that is to be determined if that's going to be Sunday, Saturday, what have you. Should be really, really interesting there. Ultimately, I kind of like how the schedule has fallen for everyone. Now, let's look at the Sunday night slate here we've got across the league. Week 1, it is official. It is going to be Rams at Detroit. Week 2 is Chicago at Houston. Week 3, Kansas City at Atlanta. that is just, I guess Kansas City is willing that game into existence. Week four, as we brought up, Buffalo at Baltimore. Week five, Dallas at Pittsburgh. Week six, Cincinnati at the Giants. Week seven, Jets at Steelers. Week eight, we get Dallas and San Francisco. Nine, Jacksonville at Philadelphia. Week 10, Detroit back on the schedule at Houston. 11, Indianapolis Jets. Week 12, you get the Philadelphia Eagles at the Rams. Week 13, Bills are back on Sunday football, this time hosting the San Francisco 49ers. Week 14, Chargers at Chiefs. Week 15, Packers at Seahawks. Week 16, Buccaneers at Cowboys. And then week 17, Dolphins at Cleveland. A relatively solid Sunday night slate outside of a few, I think, clunkers. Jets and Pittsburgh, I don't really like at all. Outside of that, I can kind of deal with most of these games, including even that Week 17 Dolphins and Cleveland one, really just to kind of see if the Dolphins lose another bad primetime game like they did against Tennessee last year, which really opened up the gates for the Bills to potentially steal, and what they ultimately did, steal the division away from them. In terms of a Monday night schedule, that could be really interesting. Chargers and Ravens. Week 12, Monday Night Football. We get the Harbaugh brothers facing off there when the Bills are on the bye. We'll have the brothers Harbaugh taking each other on Week 12, Monday Night Football. I like that Week 12 bye. And really why I like it is it's in between, maybe, Joe, your two hardest games of the year. Kansas City at home, bye week. San Francisco at home. Yes, it's at home, but those two teams played in the Super Bowl last year, and you get them effectively in back-to-back weeks. That is a tough road, and to get that bye week right in the middle, it's not too bad at all.
Do you think they cut down the preseason games after this season? Kind of looking at it, there's the three of them. You know,
I mean, the moment they add 18 games, yeah. We'll have two bye weeks and two preseason games, I would imagine. The two bye week thing, I think, is definitive.
Yeah.
Just, there's no way you can do it without those. Two preseason games, maybe. But I was listening to some of the older guys talking about like when there was like six preseason games, and that just
that's
made
ridiculous.
My soul burn.
Yeah,
that's gross.
What's your prediction right now? Looking at this raw schedule right now for Bills, you got a number in your mind right now?
11 wins, I think, is probably where I'm at. Especially just Josh Allen as a quarterback. I haven't totally gone through this. We can do that probably in this next segment. We got Sal Capaccio joining us in the next few minutes. I would probably say 11 wins. I probably would.
Yeah.
Again, everything I do in the regular season, if they're playing the Chiefs, I'm picking the Bills to beat the Chiefs in the regular season. It's mm-hmm. the playoffs where they're a disaster against them in terms of mistakes at the end of these games. I will say, though, again,
some quick turnarounds, too.
Oh, yeah. But I will say, my favorite thing by far, number one, they're playing opening day Sunday, 1 p.m.
It's going to be great.
Don't give me Monday Night Football. Don't give me Sunday Night Football. They're not opening up the year. Nothing. They're not even playing in Brazil on Friday. Wonderful.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
No holiday games. Nothing on Christmas. Nothing
even better.
On Thanksgiving.
New Year's Eve. Don't even have to worry about it.
Don't even have to worry about it. And I think, again, I like the bye week in between Kansas City and San Francisco. That is my favorite. That is, I think, easily my favorite. Is it's right in between them. Even if the Kansas City games goes bad, you'll have that week to recover to take on San Francisco. San Francisco is not necessarily a team I'm that afraid of in terms of the Bills playing them, mainly because Brock Purdy is their quarterback. I don't care if it's mean. I don't like Brock Purdy, and I don't really fear him. Now, let's try to find the preseason games as well, because that is something that is not really leaked. It is just announced, and the Bills have announced them. They are two home games, one on the road. We've got Chicago, Saturday, August 10th, a 1 p.m. kickoff at Pittsburgh, Saturday, August 17th, a 7 p.m. game, and then Carolina at home, 1 p.m. kickoff. That's nice, too. Even their primetime game, or even their preseason games, aren't like all wacky in terms of like start times and stuff like that. And you get the constant Carolina connection. I think they've played Chicago in the preseason a few times here in the last few years. Pittsburgh, they played last year, I know, only because it was a really, really bad preseason game for Bills fans to watch. But yeah, I think overall, I really, really like where the schedule's at. Joe, do you have kind of like where you're thinking with this team? I may or may not have seen your tweet, so now I kind of want to know.
You see it now?
I was going to say, if you're gonna hold honestly to it.
You know what? Maybe I will.
Maybe I will?
At 6-6 last year, I may or may not have placed a wager for the Bills to win the AFC East, and look at what ended up happening.
Which, when you told me that, I didn't laugh at you, but I smiled at you going, like, are you sure about that part?
Yep.
And it worked out for you real well.
There we go. I mean, we have Captain Optimism and Josh Schmidt on the station, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm the hopeless optimist. I feel like I kind of go above and beyond in certain some ways here. 15-2 was the tweet you're referring to. As much as I'd love to see it, I had to blast it out there as fast as I could. And you know what? Truthfully, a lot of these games, with the Bills, how I look at it, right? They could go 11-6, right? They could.
They could do that. That's correct.
They could go 12-5. They could go 13-whatever. I mean, they could do anything. These games, a lot of the time for the Bills, they go in, they can win or lose, and you know, they're close in every single game.
Yep.
I feel like they can go back and forth. The thing is, here, you do have a nice bye week between Kansas City and San Francisco.
That is right. That is right.
That's huge, I think. And the Colts are nothing that scares me now. Zach Moss can, you know, whatever. I don't. He doesn't really bother me all that much.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I could see it. I can see it happening. I can see them going above and beyond here.
I love that for you.
And subverting expectations. I love them being the underdog. You know
I
what
love
I mean?
That for you.
So that's where I'm at. But yeah, a little outlandish maybe right away on the tweet. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
In terms of the numbers, I know some Bills fans are going to be very happy with this. 7 1 o'clock games, 5 primetime games, and then a few 4 o'clock games sprinkled in there as well. But man, it is a tough road in those first 6 games, Joe. We talked about that in the first hour, too, of like, if this comes truly, that's a rough go, and it is. I mean, their first 6 weeks, Arizona at home, say what you will, they did not have Kyler Murray from really all of last year outside of the last few weeks when Murray was healthy enough from his torn ACL and he was able to play a few games. They add Marvin Harrison Jr. And Jonathan Gannon's kind of proven himself to not be at least a disaster as a head coach, at least through year one. That might change. At Miami, say what you will, those have been tough games, at least last year. The last game was tough in terms of just they didn't play necessarily their best. They had some fluky plays go their way, and that's what won them the game. So that's early. Jacksonville, you don't play well against them. Simply put, in the Josh Allen era, you have not played that great against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Superman has his kryptonite, and it's the other guy named
Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the other one.
Who recently got paid as well.
That's right. That is right. You get at Baltimore, that's always going to be tough, even though the Bills seemingly played Lamar Jackson very, very well and have since his MVP year when they came to Buffalo. They played him very well there. And then at Houston, yes, it's a 1 o'clock game, but man, C.J. Stroud showed a lot of people how good he can be. They do add Stephon Diggs. I believe they also added Daniil Hunter. They are a good team. Will Anderson last year as well, kind of under the radar, a good rookie year really because C.J. Stroud was sort of taking all of the headlines there. And then at the Jets for Monday Night Football, man, that is a hell of a run to start the year.
Yeah, and if the Jets are really what people think they're going to be, that can be interesting, you know? If Aaron Rodgers stays healthy and Mike Williams comes back flawlessly from this ACL, it could be interesting. That could be a close game. I mean, the Jets under Saleh always play the Bills kind of tough, you know? Their defense is solid, and, you know, when Josh Allen's forcing passes places, it happens sometimes. You never know, right? Like, it just happens.
That's the exciting part of it. That's the exciting part of it.
Yeah, but the AFC East I like playing within, minus the Patriots recently, I would say. Maybe with their new squad, it might be different, but I think the AFC East is pretty competitive, and I like to watch that. I mean, the Dolphins, though, thinking about that game, I just saw the Bills PR. I'm scrolling down just to see MVS's stats and all that stuff, and I saw the graphic with the neon for Miami in week 2.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for it. I think Jordan Poyer being on the Dolphins makes me want to do it even more, you know? That's right. Yeah.
He's on the Dolphins now. That's going to be kind of a fun storyline to follow. I will tell you, man, I think maybe my biggest takeaway from this is just, wow, Houston, 1 o'clock. I thought that was for sure going to be one of those primetime games. It's an easy selling point. And no, 1 o'clock Sunday. Let's go now to the West Her Hotline. Sal Capaccio joins the show as we now have the Bills 2024 schedule. Sal, right off the top, how are we feeling about it? I mean, I think we had most of this figured out by like 5 o'clock today. But now that it's official, what are your first thoughts?
It's a tough early stretch. I just wrote a column at WGR550.com taking a look at it. They're going to have to navigate a very tough stretch to start the season, including 3 straight road games, two of them and three of five at night on national TV. I mean, that's a tough, and you're talking about the Miami Dolphins on Thursday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday Night Football, the New York Jets on Monday Night Football. I did the math here, and of course, the Jets, even without Aaron Rodgers and losing him, the combined record of the teams in the first 6 weeks of the season, 40-28 last year. Two made the playoffs, one went to the AFC Championship game. That's four, I'm sorry, of the four prime, just the four primetime games, 40-28. Two made the playoffs. One went to the AFC Championship game. So it's a tough early stretch. And then they get more of a routine. And there's some Sunday afternoon games. Still not an easy stretch by any imagination. And then you get that Kansas City, San Francisco kind of back-to-back. Kansas City and Buffalo. San Francisco and Buffalo. But there's a bye in between. I like that part of it. I like the fact of a bye between those two teams. They can get a little bit of a break there. And it resets them for the last six-week stretch of the season, which is really interesting.
Sal, I think that might be my favorite part of the schedule outside of no holiday games. I do want that to be known right off the bat. I love that they're not playing on Christmas or Thanksgiving. Christmas, by the way, real quick, Kansas City, Baltimore, 2 years in a row have to play on Christmas. That is a nightmare for everyone having to put those games together, including the players as well. But that bye week in between having both Kansas City and San Francisco at home, I think is a dream scenario for the Bills, having to play the two teams that represented each conference in the Super Bowl. You play Kansas City very well in the regular season. You've got them at home. That's great. It's in their typical CBS 425 window. San Francisco, though, I'm not somebody that necessarily fears Brock Purdy all that much, but San Francisco is obviously a very good team. And to have that rest period, like you said, Sal, too, before that final stretch, I think is fantastic for the Bills.
Yeah, and listen, everything's going to change between now and December. We know that, right? But if you're just looking off the hoof and off the cuff, I mean, it's a tough schedule, and these are very tough teams. And you know, the Niners did go to the Super Bowl last year, playing the two teams that were the representatives in their, you know, respective conferences in the Super Bowl in back-to-back weeks once you get to November, early December with that bye week. And then once you come out of the bye week, you have San Francisco. Then you go on the road for two straight games again in L.A., in Detroit. And I really think that interesting setup at the end of the year, guys, like three straight division games, two of them against the Patriots. You don't play the Patriots till week 16. They get 16 and 18. And honestly, like, I wonder who the Patriots are by then. Like, we could be sitting at a scenario where, okay, the Bills are kind of fighting for it. They're maybe one game back of the division, or they're one game up in the division. And maybe we're looking and going, okay, you got the Patriots a couple times. Are the Patriots kind of in evaluation mode? Are you seeing Drake May? Is he better than expected? And suddenly they're in contention. I think whatever happens with that team getting towards the end of the year will say a lot about the Bills. So and what the Bills can do and where they'll be. So I do think it's really interesting.
That's a really good point too, with where the Patriots are at week 16, week 18. And for me, up until today, I thought the Patriots 1 o'clock at home was a really good scenario for the Bills in week one. And mainly because I was like, they're going to play Jacoby Brissett, you know, likely. You know, two rookie wide receivers kind of potentially being two of their big wigs at wide receiver. Like, that'd be a really good matchup for the Bills. Sal, I don't know about you. I'm a big Drake May guy. I liked him coming out of this draft. I thought he got a lot of unnecessary hate. I was not a fan of the Patriots taking him. And now I'm sitting there looking at week 16. I'm like, all right, man, like, they're probably, I would imagine they're playing Drake May at that point. Because if they want to have him sit, you probably get him going at least at some point in the season. They're probably then going to play him that late. And it's like, oh, man. And then you brought up, like, I mean, if it's May and maybe they're in contention, like, those Patriot games became maybe a little interesting where if they played him early, you know, Patriots are still a young team with Gerard Mayo trying to find themselves out. Now, by the end of the year, they may kind of know who they are at that point.
Yeah, I mean, they might. I think that they're going to be in for a little bit of tough times. They don't have a great roster. They're kind of resetting. But I think that also it's interesting, if you get him early, you probably don't get a chance to see Drake May. A lot of people might want to do that. Now, they're in the division. They'll see him anyway. He'll take over at some point. He'll be the starter. So maybe if you get him early in the season, you don't see Drake May. But now you get a chance to do that. But instead of that happening week one, which a lot of us thought, and I thought that might happen, they get the Arizona Cardinals. That's a different opener, isn't it? It's kind of a different opener for the Bills.
Yeah,
week
weird.
One, Arizona Cardinals at home. It's cool. I like it because it's different. It's a team that only won four games last year, but remember, late in the year, they went to Pittsburgh and won, and they went to Philadelphia and won. And they had some big wins there. So, you know, don't underestimate the Cards. They are a West Coast team coming east, but It's a little bit easier, I think, once you do it opening week and you have time in between. It's the first game. Your body clocks aren't, you know, quite, you know, you're not in that routine of West Coast time yet as far as an NFL schedule. So, you know, there's some built-in advantages, of course, for the Bills, but it can help the Cardinals instead of them coming later in the season. I think that's a really interesting opener for the Bills.
And cool thing for Bills fans as well, you get to welcome Marvin Harrison Jr. into the NFL, which for all of the hoopla he kind of got in really the last 2 years for the draft process, that'll be really, really cool. Sal, one thing that really has surprised me, and it seemed like it was kind of building momentum as the day went on, I was sitting there and I'm like, no, there's no way. Houston Texans, 1 o'clock kickoff. I'm very surprised by that. I really thought the NFL, just because it wrote itself, the storylines, Diggs is there. It's early enough in the year where even if Diggs kind of falls off, it's week five. Like, that's, you know, perfect. It's still going to be just fine. And instead, no, it's going to be 1 o'clock in Houston and just, I don't want to say write it off, but you're not going to have, like, everyone in the nation really zeroing in on that game.
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? I mean, it could be shown to most of the country, but you're right. It's not that. I thought it'd be a 4:25 p.m. game at least, if not a night game. I wonder if what happened here was just that both teams just had so much prime time, and the fact that they put it week five, they weren't going to give the Bills four in a row, right? I mean, because they already have 3 out of 5. Maybe, who knows? Maybe it was a choice between the Ravens and the Texans being at night for the Bills. I don't know this. I'm just kind of hypothesizing the way the schedule turned out. I agree with you. I'm surprised. I didn't have it as a night game when I did my mock. I had it as a 4:25 game in a national window. I thought it really fit. Mike North said it didn't go from a C to an A. It went from an A minus to a solid A. So I thought that meant that they were really focusing on the game. But, you know, I mean, for the Bills, they still have 3 night games surrounding that one. That's going to be big enough itself. That's a tough stretch. They go on the road to Baltimore at night, on the road to Houston in the afternoon, on the road to the Jets at night. I mean, that's a really tough stretch there in weeks 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jacksonville, they do get Monday Night Football. That is going to be a doubleheader. I believe the Bills are going to be that first one at 7:30. They're also going to have Washington at Cincinnati as the other game that night as well. I'm probably wrong then. I always assumed that Monday Night doubleheader was like week 1 or week 2. Week 3, I don't want to say it feels late. It's not. It's still, you know, in September. But that kind of feels a little weird that's when they're doing the doubleheader.
They've done different things over the last few years. The NFL has said they want to kind of test it out, and they're going to be playing with this over the next few years. Like, sometimes you're going to have 2 games on week 2 or week 3 or week 10 or whatever. They're doing this a few times. Then they're going to stagger the times. They're going to start them at the same time. They're going to put them on different networks. They kind of just want to see what consumers are consuming and how they're consuming them. That is a very interesting nighttime schedule that week, by the way. You got the Chiefs Sunday night at the Falcons. This is week 3. And then the Jags and Bills opposite Commanders and Bengals. You got the 3 best teams, arguably, of course, 3 of the 4, I would say, with Baltimore. But either way, 3 of the best teams in the AFC all playing primetime action, you know, in week number 3. And let's not forget, that's Gabe Davis and Mitch Morse returning to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. By the way, I love the schedule for the Bills fans. I at home, the home schedule for the fans, because I really love when the team has home Sunday afternoon games in the first 2 months of the season. I love Orchard Park at that time of year. It looks great on TV, and it's not too cold for fans. It's warm. It's nice. Sideline reporter too, right? I like to be down there in that weather. And they get Arizona at home at 1 o'clock. Then they get Jacksonville at night, but it's a 7:30 night. So it's not like it's super late, right? I mean, that game's going to be over by 10:30. Hopefully you're home, I don't know, with traffic by midnight maybe, but we'll see. And then, you know, then you're in Buffalo again for a 1 o'clock October 20th game. Then you're in Buffalo 1 o'clock for a November 3rd game. So the weather still hasn't turned completely yet, I don't think. I like that. That's 4 nice home games for the team and for the fans. And then you get that Kansas City game November 17th at home at 4:25, which still, before Thanksgiving. You're talking about 5 home games before Thanksgiving, and only one of them is a night game, and that's an early night game. So I like that for the fans. The other thing I like, you tell me. Do you think it's a coincidence that the NFL scheduled the Chiefs in Buffalo the same weekend Taylor Swift is in Toronto for 3 days, and the only day she's not playing is Sunday?
There's never such things as coincidences, Sal, especially never in sports. There's never a thing. I saw people tweeting that out maybe today where they're like, guys, just follow the money. Taylor Swift's in Toronto. This is what's going to happen. And you're right. I mean, like, that's the perfect way to do it. That's the perfect way to do it. And it's what I would have done. I think it's perfect.
Yeah, I think it is too. It's really interesting. I do like, you know, from a professional standpoint and being down on the sidelines and not in the coldest weather, I was hoping for maybe one more dome or warm weather game in December, but got LA on December 18th, got a dome on December 15th in Detroit, but then it's three straight colder weather games, two at home, New England and the Jets, and one on the road back at New England, which Boston, New England area, it's always nice this that time of year during Christmas. A couple nuggets I found in the schedule, by the way. The Jets game, October 14th in New York, that's a holiday. That's Indigenous Peoples Day, which used to be called Columbus Day. So not everybody has off, but if you're looking for maybe a good time to go to New York, that could be it. Go to New York, see the Bills play. You could take off, you know, if you're one of those people that doesn't, you know, there's teachers that are off and kids are off from school, but, you know, you have a holiday then. By the way, the night before that, the Giants play Sunday Night Football in the same stadium. And you know what else is happening that weekend in those days? Major League Baseball divisional round playoffs.
You could have the Yankees
playing that same weekend. I think that's a really cool weekend. It's a great time of year to visit New York City. October 14th, we're talking about right there for the Bills game. Then the other one I found, a couple of things. The Sabres opened the season in Prague October 4th and October 5th.
That's right.
And then the Bills are in Houston October 6th. You guys ready to pull some sports thunder on WGR all-nighters and
let's do it.
Hanging out?
Yeah.
I mean, you know. That could be pretty cool,
we got
right?
We got coffee machines. We got energy drinks. We're ready to go. We're young-ish. Yeah. We're fine. We're ready to go.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh,
so there you go. I think those are some interesting things about the schedule that I think you know, you can at least try to take away and figure out if you wanted to make some road trips or anything like that.
Should be fun. We finally have the schedule. Sal, before we let you go, got anything cooking for tonight with the schedule release?
Yeah, for sure. Matt Bove and I are going to be live, our first ever live show on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. We're going to do it tonight. That is at 9:30 p.m., an hour from now. And you got to go to the Sal Sports YouTube page to see it. I would like everybody to go there and subscribe. That way you know as soon as we start, you get all the information. And you always get all the episodes as soon as they're downloaded. So go to YouTube, Sal Sports. We are live. You can chat with other fans, talk with us, whatever you want. It's our first ever live show, schedule reaction show tonight at the Sal Sports YouTube page.
Love it, man. Have fun. Thank you so much for doing this. We'll talk again soon.
All right, you got it, buddy.
That was Sal Capaccio there on the Western Hotline, helping break down the Bills 2024 NFL schedule. And as you heard, they've got their first live show. He and Matt Bove coming up in just about an hour here. Should be a blast because the NFL, there's no offseason. There is no offseason, Joe, right? I mean, like, we're sitting here on May 15th.
It's a 12-month sport.
Yeah. We're sitting here on May 15th having a special two-hour nightcap because the schedule dropped. You got to love it, man. If you want to join the conversation, what are some of the road trips you want to see? I mean, Sal brought that up. A lot of fun weekends there as well.
That happened when I went to New York. The Giants and Cowboys played Sunday night, and the Bills played the Jets Monday night. So those were...
Oh, that's right. And that was a disaster
for
the Cowboys-Giants game.
That was bad, yeah. Oh, but that was like that was fun to be around that. You know what I mean? So that was cool.
803-0550 is the number to call. Zach Jones, Joe Calley here for about another half hour. We've got the schedule. I think let's pick the schedule here. 803-0550 is the number to call. You're listening to The Nightcap, and this is WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones and Joe Calley here on a special extended edition of The Nightcap as we do have the Bills 2024 schedule. I'm actually like writing it up now as we speak because me and Joe are going to pick it here in just a second. Joe, real quick, what have kind of like your like, I don't want to necessarily say favorite nuggets for the schedule, but just like what has kind of popped out to you so far now that we have it?
I think it's what's popping out the most is the Patriots back-to-back with the Jets in between at the end of the season, the bye week between Kansas City and San Fran. I love that. And the Miami being kind of an earlier season opponent, I guess. Not really towards the end of the season. First half of the season you're going to play them. So I think those are the things standing out the most and just really the strength of that first stretch of opponents.
Tough.
It's tough.
That was tough.
Those are my quick takeaways along with, I feel like many others are in that same boat, you know, so. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's run through this. I've got them all written down. I'm ready to go.
Here we go.
I'm feeling good. I've had a look at it.
I'm going to make a note in my phone so we can keep track throughout
right,
the season here. Yeah.
I was going to say, I feel good. I feel good.
Feeling froggy?
I'm not somebody that is necessarily like overly optimistic. I would not say I'm horribly cynical. I feel like I'm relatively a realist. So let's begin. Arizona, 1 p.m., week one, at home. Marvin Harrison Jr. making his NFL debut in front of Bills Mafia. What happens? I think Arizona's still maybe a year or so away from really being dangerous.
Yeah.
I think as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, I'm not going to put, you know, all the eggs in a rookie wide receiver in game one.
Yeah.
Exploding, especially against a Sean McDermott defense. And as of now, a healthy Sean McDermott defense. So I'm going to go for a W there for the Buffalo Bills.
I'm backing you on that. I can't really add much more than what you said. I don't think the Cardinals are there yet to really shoot over the hump that is the Bills and, you know, their continual contender status over the past few years. Kyler Murray, I don't know if he's there yet. So
yeah,
it's kind of, he's been weird up and down, I feel like, throughout his career. So we'll see what he's made of, but I don't think it's enough to overtake the Bills in week one.
On to week two at Miami, Thursday night football, a short week, but ultimately is early enough in the season. I don't think it's going to affect them too much. I mean, Miami's also got to deal with it as well. And really, Miami has had, actually, quietly, a very bad offseason.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Their defense is not looking good.
They got older in every position they needed to get better with, and including Odell Beckham Jr.
And they're gonna end up paying Tyreek Hill, or not Tyreek Hill, they're going to end up paying Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua turned the ball over?
There we go. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't really even think most of Miami wants it to happen, and I mean the organization, but it is going to happen. And I just really, until I see Miami consistently beat Buffalo, it's going to be a win. And that's a spoiler alert for later on in the picks, too. I'm going to have Buffalo beat them again. Until they show regularly that they can beat Buffalo, I can't get there with them. So I got the Bills starting the season 2-0. Joe, what about yourself?
2-0. Is that even a question?
Yeah.
I mean, the Dolphins. Let's be serious here for a minute.
let's be serious.
I don't think it's gonna be anything too crazy. The Bills can't handle. That's for sure.
On to week three, Monday Night Football at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars, a team that burned out very quickly last year to the point where they limped to the end of the season. Really, the vibes for them went right down the drain. They had Gabe Davis. They had Mitch Morris. I will say I'm not a big fan of Doug Peterson as coach. And I think it took a lot of injuries. I don't really like the advantage they got from staying in London an extra week when they played the Bills. I think now this is going to be a much more level playing field. And I can't see in back-to-back years Trevor Lawrence playing better than Josh Allen. And so no. I'm going to give the Bills another W there.
Yeah, Bills are 3-0. I mean, even though they're the kryptonite in recent years.
Apparently.
And of all time, really. I feel like Jacksonville always finds a way to weasel past the Bills.
Yeah, they really do, don't they?
Yeah, so I don't. I feel like even though they're the kryptonite, I think the Bills, especially in early season form, Buffalo, before they hit the slump, you're not stopping them.
With that being said, we got at Baltimore Sunday Night Football. I am actually going to give the Bills an L here. I know they play Baltimore very, very well. I'm actually not the biggest fan of Baltimore this year. But it is in Baltimore. Last time they played there, it was a bit of a weather event. And even then, it took a really big second half performance by the Bills to get a win there. I actually think Baltimore and Buffalo are much more closely aligned this year. But I'm going to give Baltimore the win there. I don't think they're a bad team by any means. And, of course, Buffalo's not going to go 17-0. And they're going to drop some of these games. And I think Baltimore would be a one that we're not thrilled with. But it's not going to cause, I don't think, any panic, especially after starting 3-0 and winning two straight primetime games. I don't think anyone's freaking out too much. And that's a thing, too, of just you're kind of running into like, all right, man, we keep playing on primetime here. I could absolutely see him winning that game, but I'm going to give him a loss here.
Yeah, it's not homer status. Believe me, it's coming. The loss is coming. I think the Bills here, after Baltimore beats the Chiefs in week one, I think they're kind of going to go on a run, too, and it's going to be the clash of the Titans here in week four. Give me the Bills over the Ravens, I think, because they've got some. I think the Bills with Keon Coleman, I think they have better positional assets than the aging Ravens with like Derrick Henry. You know what I mean? Like Zay Flowers, but
after that, it's a real question mark.
Yeah,
it's
you don't really have a lot. Mark. So I think the Bills have a better, even with Marquez Valdes-Scantling, I think that's better than what the Ravens have.
All right, our first disagreement. Now on to week five at Houston. I actually confidently think this is a Bills win. I think mainly, as much as I've loved C.J. Stroud, I think, and I'm guilty of this too, I think we've all kind of jumped the gun a little bit on how good Houston's going to be. Their defense is still shaky, and their big win last year, playoff win, was Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
And the Cleveland Browns.
Which, who weren't supposed to be there. Let's
which
be honest.
Really were not supposed to be there. It was a hot run by Flacco. And then even then, when they did play Baltimore in the next round of the divisional round, they looked nearly uncompetitive. I don't think by any means they're going to be worse than the Bills. Not by stretch. I like Buffalo being able to go into Houston, get the win there. I do still like Buffalo's defense. I think some of us have not really taken into account just how good Terrell Bernard was in his first year at middle linebacker, basically never having Matt Milano next to him either, especially once he got really a hang of it. They add in a few more guys as well on the defense. I like them being able to handle Houston, especially because I don't know if Stephon Diggs is going to do that much for Houston, especially as a number three wide receiver. And it is a 1 o'clock game. I think some of the emotions maybe get toned down a little bit for that game. There isn't this kind of buildup to it. And kind of that leading into, all right, here we go. Like, nope, it's just 1 o'clock. We're good. They'll have some primetime games before this. The Bills obviously have theirs before this. I think the Bills get a good win against Houston.
Yeah, and I agree with what you said about Diggs maybe not being their number one guy. There's no way. The wide receiver depth they have. This one was tough for me because I saw the Bills maybe dropping this one on the road. But I don't think so. I hate to be 5-0. Mm-hmm. I hate that about what I just did, but I guess I'm going 5-0 here.
You feel good about
I'm feeling all right about it.
I mean, you tweeted out 15-2. You feel
kinda
it a little bit.
You have to go with it, right?
You kind of have to go with it
a little bit.
Week 6 at the New York Jets and Monday Night Football, the final game of a 3-game road stretch for the Bills. One, though, I do think they can handle fairly well. And with the Jets, I think they lose this game. They do not play that Jets defense well. It is one of Josh Allen's worst games typically now as we've gone through it. We make jokes constantly about them having bad stretches against teams that just leave you wondering what the hell just happened. And I think this year we're probably at least going to get past 4 plays with Aaron Rodgers. And even
that's
then,
what you think. Yeah.
I mean, you think. And then even then, again, it's just Allen does not play good. Funny enough, against that Robert Saleh defense, even though when he was with San Francisco, he has maybe one of his best games ever.
Yeah, right.
Against that San Francisco defense under Saleh, but I am going to give him a loss there. So ultimately, in that road stretch, 1-2, not great, at least for me.
Yeah. that's kind of where I'm at, too. I have them losing to the Jets here. I just think it's the kryptonite. It truly is. The first matchup. The first matchup against the Jets, they always struggle. The second, it's tough. They squeak it out. That just seems to be the pattern from the past few years. I have to give them two losses at some point.
Yep.
So it's going to come here. This is an easy one to peg just based off of a divisional opponent. They play you tough no matter what. I mean, even the Patriots have played you tough. And they've been terrible the past few years. So
you've lost to the Patriots.
Yes, exactly. I mean, like, so, yeah, you routed them 47-17 in the playoffs. But that doesn't matter. I mean, two times you played them in the season, you lost one of them still. That's
on to week
losing.
7, Tennessee in Buffalo. I think this is
a
I said it earlier in the show. I was looking at this game and I went, that's the game where you question everyone's existence. They go on a 2-game losing streak. Again, this is a young team, I think, trying to kind of find itself for much of this year. They're going to be relying on a lot of young players. And they've done this year in and year out under McDermott of losing games that have you truly scratching your head. I think Tennessee fits that mold perfectly. This would be a tough look at the Bills at this point of being 4-3.
Is that that's what you have, Matt, right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
you and I are on different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Not a bad thing.
Do you have them beating Tennessee or do you have them losing?
I want to have them beating them, but like you said,
they still got the feelings.
Is that head scratcher game, like there was against who was it last year that I was like freaking out about? Lost to the Giants.
Zach Wilson,
the Jets
in opening day.
The 12 men on the field with Denver.
That's
another one of those. Like
they have those games, man.
Trying to go 15-2 though. Like that's where I'm at right now. You know, like my initial look was 15-2, but now thinking more in depth. You know what? I'll give the Bills a squeaky win here. I'll give them a squeaky win.
So like we show up on Monday and you're
I don't know. I don't know. Tyler Bass makes up for wide right and kicks it in and wins the game. That's what's going to happen.
There we go.
Yeah.
On to week 8 at Seattle. This is a 4:00 game as well. I think this is a win for the Bills. I think they get back on track. I do wonder if the steam with Geno Smith is running out. I don't hate Seattle and their build at all, but I do wonder if this is kind of just Seattle kind of slow turns down. I like the Bills and matching up against them, even though they
have without Pete Carroll.
That's right.
Yep.
They have a new head coach. That is right.
Yeah, even I have the Bills winning here.
I do like their athletic secondary that they have building there, but I'm going to go a Bills dub there. I already hinted at it too. They're sweeping Miami. For me, just feelings-wise, until Miami consistently beats them, I will not believe they will. So I have the Bills sweeping Miami up to this point.
Absolutely. I'm on that train. Here we go. The Miami sweep.
There we go.
I got
to make sure I'm adding everything right.
Yeah, I got to make sure I'm on the right week.
I'm on the right week. All right, on to week 10 at Indianapolis. Anthony Richardson. We'll see if he's playing. He picked up some weird injuries last year that constantly... I don't think he finished a game last year, but they do look better. They add A.D. Mitchell. They're an interesting, interesting team. However, I'm going to give the Bills a win here. I do think this is going to be kind of there. All right, let's pick up the pace here. We can see Kansas City's coming up. San Francisco's coming up. Let's pick up the pace a little bit. So I do have them winning those games. So after losing two straight, I got the Bills going on a 3-game winning streak against two of the lesser teams they play, but an Indianapolis team that could be interesting.
Yeah, I think they beat Indianapolis. I do think they route them a little bit here because they're in their home stadium. They played them tough last time with Frank Reich as the coach. I know we got routed by him. I was at that game.
Jonathan Taylor day.
That was bad. So I don't like that's tough, but I do think they take down the Colts here. Gearing up for Kansas City. I'm ready to roll into the next one if that's all right.
Kansas City, I got to win. It's kind of the same thing with Miami. They beat them in the regular season. They just do it. It's gotten to a point I'm not that nervous about those games either. They beat that team in the regular season. Whether it's in Arrowhead or it's in Buffalo, that's what they do. It's the playoffs I get nervous.
Tell you what, this is a season the script flips. The Bills drop the game to the Chiefs heading into the bye week in a heartbreaker in the fourth quarter,
ooh,
just like a playoff loss, I'm telling you. So it's going to happen here. It would stink, but it would kind of break that curse, if you will, of being able to play them well in the regular season. You might have a different mentality going into the
offseason.
So you're
kind of having like reverse
psychology.
I'm having the reverse.
That's kind of what I'm thinking is going to happen here.
Okay. Week 12 bye, 13. Welcoming in San Francisco for Sunday Night Football. Bills don't typically lose on the bye. McDermott's been very, very good out of the bye. I think genuinely, just on paper right now, I think San Francisco is a better football team, top to bottom, outside of quarterback. And I just wonder, is Allen going to be able to win that game? I don't want to say by himself, but really somewhat single-handedly. I am going to go a loss here against San Francisco on Sunday Night Football.
See, I'm in the mindset now here of you lost in a heartbreaker to Kansas City going into the bye week, right? You had a whole week to recoup, refresh your mind. I think you're coming out stronger than ever here for
the stretch run.
Yeah, the San Francisco 49ers. I think you're going to finish out the season here. And to stay with my prediction, win out, I guess. But I don't know. It's just I think it's going to be interesting. But you do beat the 49ers here. You know, that's all where right. I'm at.
So you got them as a win. I got them as a loss at the Rams. This is going to be two straight 4 o'clock games. I have them beating the Rams. I do have them beating the Rams there. Ultimately for me with the Rams, it's all to Matthew Stafford's health, and he just keeps getting older. And not only that, he does keep picking up injuries. I mean, we've had almost, what, two off seasons where we're constantly talking about his elbow and what's going on there. Along with that, Joe, Aaron Donald retired. And I don't know if you know, he's been the only player on their defense for 5 years. I don't think they replace him. I think they are still in a bad way. I don't even think the Rams are going to be all that good this year. I think they've got some star power, obviously, as I brought up Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua. But overall, I don't love the Rams going into this year, so I do have them winning that game.
I haven't beating the Rams. I don't think they've been the same since they won that Super Bowl. The Bills steamrolled them in the first game of that season after.
Bad. That was bad.
I think the Bills are a more complete team defensively, offensively. They've fixed a lot of their question marks on the wide receiver, kind of. They've patched the hole. They just need to see if it actually seals it.
Yep.
Like, that's where it's at this point. So I think you're a better built team than the Rams, and give me the Bills over the Rams any day there.
All right. And then at the Lions, another 425 game. I have this as a loss. I think the Lions are a really, really good team. I think that crowd is tough to play against when they are playing as good as they are. And I like everything they're doing. And they really seem to clog the one hole they had on their roster, that being secondary, cornerbacks. They really figured it out, so I've got that as a loss. I've got the Bills now sitting going to the final three games at 9-5.
Whoa.
What are you at?
I'm just updating my list here. I'm at... I love the Lions. I really do. They're the Bills of the NFC in my mind, essentially, right? Like, they haven't gotten there. They're a, you know, a blue-collar city. Like, they're in the Rust Belt. They're, like, ready to rock. Like, they're all behind their team. Don't get me wrong. I love them. I think the Bills, though, have more experience in the bigger games than they do. And I think that's going to come into play here. While I love the Detroit Lions, give me the Bills here. I think they're, after that heartbreaker in Kansas City, remember that heartbreaker in Tampa Bay in overtime all those years ago?
Yeah.
That's, it set them off to sweep. Yeah. That's okay. That's where my mind's at right now.
All right.
I think that's what we're going to do here.
First game against New England at home. I'm going to give this as a W, but Sal, I think, brought up a really good point when he was on. With them not playing them early in the year, you're going to get a drastically different New England team than you would have gotten in like week one or two, with Drake May maybe completely like kind of engrossing himself in that offense, clearly being the guy. You're probably not playing Jacoby Brissett. But with that being said, I think give me Sean McDermott over a rookie quarterback really any day.
A rookie quarterback who puts too much in his pockets and has one of the worst throwing motions I've ever seen.
That is tough.
I watched the training camp videos. I'm like, this looks like me trying to huck one out there. Like, it looks a little crazy to me. So yeah, Bills over the Patriots for the first round right there.
All right. Jets, I've also got them winning at home. I don't see them getting swept by the Jets. I do see the Bills getting a win there. I have them at 11-5. And with that at New England, I actually could see there being no need to play anybody. I always kind of like think like that a little bit. But also, I don't love the back-to-back really for the Bills. And so I could see them dropping a game here. But I don't love the Patriots enough. I'm going to give them a win there. So I've actually got them at 12-5.
Yeah, I've got them at 15-2. I think they win out after that in the AFC East. I don't think the Jets, you get the second time after dropping the first time earlier in the season. Just how the cookie crumbles with that one, right? And then you have the Patriots, who I don't think are going to be anything fantastic with Drake May this first season. If anything, They might surprise you on the 22nd, get a little frisky. You know how to put the fire out the second time around in the final week of the season. Especially going in, if you really are at 15 wins, you're not playing your starters.
Correct.
Like you're,
correct.
You might
You've
lose the game,
probably locked
right?
up the one
like,
seed.
Here I am sitting here, and call me a homer if you will. I just made a bold take, and I'm sticking with it. That's really what it is. And it's just
love
like
it for you.
You have to, at that point, the schedule's, you never know when this game's going to be. What if they're both, what if Miami completely falls apart? What if the Jets fall apart, you sweep them, and you end up with the Bills-Patriots fighting for the AFC East by the end of the season, and these two games are the things that decide it. Like, you have no idea. It could go any way. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting here making preliminary predictions in May.
In May.
Before training camp, before anything even starts.
We have OTAs next week.
Yeah, the rookie mini camp is what's happening right now. Like,
that's all we've got.
And then we have a softball game with the team in the offseason coming up on Friday. Like, Saturday.
That's where we're at.
Or Sunday. Sunday. Oh, my gosh.
There we go.
Micah Hyde joins Shopin the Bulldog on Friday.
Yes.
Programming note. So
it's going to be a lot of fun. Starting joining
That's
at
where
5
my
o'clock.
Head was at for Friday.
We got to take a quick time out here. I've got the Bills at 12-5. Joe, he's got them at 15-2. It's going to be a quick segment. We are super late to the break here. You listen to Nightcap, and this is WGR. Very quick final segment here. Really got no time. Want to thank everyone for listening tonight. And do want to remind you, the coverage of the NFL schedule release was brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Thank you so much for Joe Calley coming in tonight to kind of fill in as my producer. Also kind of join me as well for a little schedule chat. I mean, most of it's leaked at like 5 in the afternoon.
Much,
so I was like, I need somebody to talk to or I'm going to go crazy in here. So that was a blast. Thank you so much for that. And we'll, of course, have more scheduled talk coming up at 6 a.m. with Jeremy and Joe tomorrow morning. Have a great night, everyone. You've been listening to Nightcap, and this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Reasons where we're constantly talking about his elbow and what's going on there. Along with that, Joe, Aaron Donald retired. And I don't know if you know, he's been the only player on their defense for 5 years. I don't think they replace him. I think they are still in a bad way. I don't even think the Rams are going to be all that good this year. I think they've got some star power, obviously, as I brought up Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua. But overall, I don't love the Rams going into this year, so I do have them winning that game.
I haven't beating the Rams. I don't think they've been the same since they won that Super Bowl. The Bills steamrolled them in the first game of that season after.
Bad.
Oh, bad.
That was bad.
I think the Bills are a more complete team defensively, offensively. Mm-hmm. They've fixed a lot of their question marks on the wide receiver, kind of. They've patched the hole. They just need to see if it actually seals it.
Yep.
Like, that's where it's at this point. So I think you're a better built team than the Rams, and give me the Bills over the Rams any day there.
All right. And then at the Lions, another 425 game. I have this as a loss. I think the Lions are a really, really good team. I think that crowd is tough to play against when they are playing as good as they are. And I like everything they're doing. And they really seem to clog the one hole they had on their roster, that being secondary, cornerbacks. They really figured it out, so I've got that as a loss. I've got the Bills now sitting going to the final three games at 9-5.
Whoa.
What are you at?
I'm just updating my list here. I'm at... I love the Lions. I really do. They're the Bills of the NFC in my mind, essentially, right? Like, they haven't gotten there. They're a, you know, a blue-collar city. Like, they're in the Rust Belt. They're, like, ready to rock. Like, they're all behind their team. Don't get me wrong. I love them. I think the Bills, though, have more experience in the bigger games than they do. And I think that's going to come into play here. While I love the Detroit Lions, give me the Bills here. I think they're, after that heartbreaker in Kansas City, remember that heartbreaker in Tampa Bay in overtime all those years ago?
Yeah.
That's kind of a sweep. Yeah. That's where my mind's at right now.
All right.
I think that's what we're going to do here.
First game against New England at home. I'm going to give this as a W, but Sal, I think, brought up a really good point when he was on. With them not playing them early in the year, you're going to get a drastically different New England team than you would have gotten in like week one or two, with Drake May maybe completely like kind of engrossing himself in that offense, clearly being the guy. You're probably not playing Jacoby Brissett. But with that being said, I think give me Sean McDermott over a rookie quarterback really any day.
A rookie quarterback who puts too much in his pockets and has one of the worst throwing motions I've ever seen.
That is tough.
I watched the training camp videos. I'm like, this looks like me trying to huck one out there. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks a little crazy to me. So yeah, Bills over the Patriots for the first round right there.
All right. Jets, I've also got them winning at home. I don't see them getting swept by the Jets. I do see the Bills getting a win there. I have them at 11-5. And with that at New England, I actually could see there being no need to play anybody. I always kind of like think like that a little bit. But also, I don't love the back-to-back really for the Bills. And so I could see them dropping a game here. But I don't love the Patriots enough. I'm going to give them a win there. So I've actually got them at 12-5.
Yeah, I've got them at 15-2. I think they win out after that in the AFC East. I don't think the Jets, you get the second time after dropping the first time earlier in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Just how the cookie crumbles with that one, yep. Right? And then you have the Patriots, who I don't think are going to be anything fantastic with Drake May this first season. If anything, they might surprise you on the 22nd, get a little frisky. You know how to put the fire out the second time around in the final week of the season. Especially going in, if you really are at 15 wins, you're not playing your starters.
Correct.
Like,
correct.
You might lose the game, right?
You've probably locked up the one
like,
seed.
Here I am sitting here, and call me a homer if you will. I just made a bold take, and I'm sticking with it. That's really what it is. And it's just
love
like...
love it for you.
You have to... At that point, the schedule's... You never know when this game's going to be. What if they're both? What if Miami completely falls apart? What if the Jets fall apart? You sweep them, and you end up with the Bills Patriots fighting for the AFC East by the end of the season. And these two games are the things that decide it. Like, you have no idea. It could go any way. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting here making preliminary predictions in May. Before training camp, before anything even starts.
We got OTAs next week.
Yeah. Yeah. The rookie mini camp is what's happening right now. Like,
that's all we've got. That's all we've got.
And then we have a softball game with the team in the offseason coming up on Friday. Like, Saturday.
That's where we're at. That's
or Sunday. Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh my gosh.
There
yeah.
we go.
Micah Hyde joined Shope and the Bulldog on Friday.
Yes.
Programming note. So
gonna be a lot of fun. Start joining
at that's where
5
my
o'clock.
Head was at for Friday.
We gotta take a quick time out here. I've got the Bills at 12-5. Joe, he's got him at 15-2. It's gonna be a quick segment. We are super late to the break here. You listen to Nightcap, and this is WGR. Very quick final segment here. Really got no time. Want to thank everyone for listening tonight. And do want to remind you, the coverage of the NFL schedule release was brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Thank you so much for Joe Calley coming in tonight to kind of fill in as my producer. Also kind of join me as well for a little schedule chat. I mean, most of it's leaked at like 5 in the afternoon. Much, so yeah. I was like, I need somebody to talk to or I'm going to go crazy in here. So that was a blast. Thank you so much for that. And we'll, of course, have more schedule talk coming up at 6 a.m. with Jeremy and Joe tomorrow morning. Have a great night, everyone. You've been listening to Nightcap, and this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.